What is up, guys? Welcome to Play Forever, my new podcast series dedicated to games of all kinds and encouraging more people to play them. My name is Rob, and I'll be your host on this grand adventure. I really want Play Forever to encourage folks to turn off the TV, put down the phone, and find the joy of playing alongside real people again. I want to show you that there's a world of tabletop games, and it really isn't as complicated or as expensive as it may seem. But we aren't just talking board games, no. I'll bet your favourite video game memories have you playing with a buddy by your side, be it co-op or head-to-head. Perhaps playing with your friends outside as kids still holds a special place in your heart. You can still find play in almost anything, regardless of age or ability. Play Forever is a real passion project of mine. It currently consists of an underused YouTube channel, a Facebook page, and a lovely little Instagram account. And I really wanted something to tie it all together and start building on this. And that is where this podcast comes in. If you were listening to podcasts about 8 years ago, you probably still missed the podcast I co-hosted for 14 episodes called the DPD Cast. It was a video game show, roughly an hour an episode, and was a real chore to produce, edit and run, although I did love it. I don't want you to think you have to commit that sort of time into my show, and Play Forever will have, ironically, a much shorter runtime each episode, and short and snappy shows will fit your busy media schedule far easier. And that's about it for this rambling intro. Now let's get on to the meat of this podcast pie. I am proud to present five things I'm going to be talking about in detail in a different episode. Number one, my first escape room. Games don't require a screen, a pitch, or even a tabletop. Some games are entire rooms. In this upcoming episode, I will be talking about my first escape room experience and how maybe you can sample one in your own home. Number two, tabletop war games, like Warhammer and the like, are easier and cheaper than you think. And you don't even need hundreds of tiny little plastic dudes to start playing. And truth be told, you don't even need to spend much money. Oh, and you don't even have to paint them particularly well either. It's a lot more fun and a lot less nerdy than you're giving it credit for. Number three, my 7-year-old's favourite games, well, right now. An ever-changing list, perhaps, but an insight into what a kid really enjoys. The results may surprise you, and I'm hoping Pie Face doesn't feature. Number four is a massive one for me. Playing in public. In this future episode, I'll look into why we don't bring games into our everyday, out-and-about lives. Is a game of Uno with your buddies really worse than sitting around with our phones at the table? A game can bring everyone closer, encourage conversation, and create some amazing shared memories. We don't need to restrict ourselves to games nights, games clubs, or big in-store events. You can play right now, anywhere, and others will join you. It does happen. I've done it, and I've seen others playing chess and backgammon and the like at a Starbucks. So let's start a revolution and make it commonplace. Lastly, number five is an absolute cop-out of an entry. You guys can suggest show ideas. Now, Play Forever isn't a show about how to play games. It's just too hard to do over audio. But the experiences and the stories told are right up my street. If there's something you want me to talk about, then get in touch. Email playforever365@gmail.com. Tweet on my new shiny Twitter feed, PlayForever365, and search Facebook for the page at, you guessed it, PlayForever365. Please don't forget to like and share and all that wonderful stuff you guys do, and please throw any constructive feedback my way, and just be nice to each other in the comments section. And that about wraps it up for the Taster Show. Thank you so much for lending me your ears. I really enjoyed it, and I'm hoping this could be the start of something fun. I have been Rob. You have been amazing. And remember to play forever.